This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by our friends at the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We got a lot to get to today, guys, here at Twin Peaks. Brian McFadden is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Two-time Super Bowl champion and co-host of All Things Covered and a CBS NFL analyst. Speaking of the NFL, you said it before we left last night about the Browns covering.
It's a trap.
And did they cover?
Right.
Mike, there were a lot of things that went on in this game, but I just want to specifically point a couple of things out. And this hits home because we lived it the last couple of years. Last night, Mike, I thought Arthur Smith was thinking too much. And I know that they used Justin Fields in the game the week before against the Ravens. But Fields got seven snaps last night in critical moments, third and four, right? I mean, these are like move the chains.
Right.
They bring him in. They bring him in on a third and four, and they allow, and I say that because, again, you come off the bench, you're not in rhythm. They allow Justin to throw this long pass. He doesn't connect, Mike, because, again, he hasn't been throwing the football out there. But he does give you a different element. And I'm just saying, I'm watching this game last night, and I'm like, why are you bringing Justin in when you need Russ to deliver the ball down the field? It just kind of didn't make any sense to me. And, again, Steelers got outplayed. Browns played better. But, man, I thought those were critical plays in that game last night.
I don't know if they felt that is he going to be the designated runner, because that's what kind of felt that way. But he does, to your point, he has the big 30-yard run. His other two runs were stopped cold for loss. But he did have
because it's predictable.
Right. It's a 30-yard run. So Miles – and by the way, Miles Garrett, I'm going to have to remind you guys. I mean, all I was thinking last night watching Miles Garrett is, can we ever have a guy like that in a Falcon uniform? I mean, literally built like Charles Atlas – I mean, just throwing people around. I mean, getting after it. I mean, it was impressive.
It was. Let's hear Russ talking about rooting for Justin, because I just feel like, listen, you're the starter. You've been named the starter. You don't want to come out, and I don't care if it's for seven plays or 70 plays, to give snaps to the guy that is now working behind you. And, oh, by the way, I think you're hurting the offense. But here's Russ being Russ.
I don't necessarily know when it's going to happen, but, you know, whenever it does, you know, all I want us to do is win. You know, that's all I care about, is, you know, whatever it takes for us to win. And obviously, you know, when Justin gets in there, I'm rooting for him to do great, you know, and make a big play or whatever it may be. And then when I go back in there, vice versa, you know, we're always rooting for each other.
It is tough. You know, last night we talked about Georgia Tech. That's done out of necessity because Haynes King's arm is, like, you know, basically hanging on by a string. But, yeah, if you're in the pros, I don't know, man. If I'm Russ Wilson, I just don't want to deal with that. Let me do what I do, get into momentum. And by the way, the downfield thing, even in that weather, he was making some big throws down the field, some chunk plays. It was a crazy game. Jameis throws the interception late, but then Pittsburgh basically goes into a shell. They use the clock wisely. They get the ball back, and then Jameis is able to drive down the field. And by the way, you see when Jameis scores, like, what the hell is hanging off his helmet? It's the battery to the speaker inside his helmet. I mean, only Jameis. I've never even seen anybody else have that happen to.
I agree. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Let's hear George Pickens, Mike. The conditions weren't as bad as we thought, especially in the first half.
Right.
I thought it was going to be worse. It was snowing, but it's Cleveland, guys. It wasn't a big deal. But George Pickens had the audacity to say the conditions saved the Browns.
Like I said, conditions played a huge, huge part in today's game. I don't really think the Cleveland Browns are a good team at all. I think the conditions kind of saved them today.
Well, they beat you.
I told Carl when we were hanging out here before the show here at Twin Peaks and Buckhead, look, maybe he grows up. Maybe he never grows up. Maybe he's just always going to be like a knucklehead. Just say, look, hey, man, we know we got a better squad, but, man, any given day in the NFL, tip your cap. They came with some physicality. But, no, be a punk and basically just be like sour grapes after they just punched you in the mouth in weather that you couldn't handle. End of story.
That's it.
I just thought it was jive, man. Just respect the game and get him next time.
Well, they'll get a chance to see him at home, and Pickens can maybe back his big mouth up. But, Yeah, I just thought that, like, now you're saying the weather was the reason you lost? Come on, bro.
You had the lead.
Yeah.
That's the 2 minutes to go.
And you lose the game. Yeah. Here is Jameis Winston, Mike. These are becoming famous, right? These pregame speeches and whatever he's saying to his team.
I think it's more a stream of consciousness than a speech.
I would agree. This is a courtesy of Amazon, and Winston talking about the horses being ready.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horses prepare for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm depending on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio, at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
He did work the sponsorship for the branding of the stadium in there, and he also praised the Lord.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though. I mean, is God really going, you know, I like the Browns tonight?
Well, you know what?
I mean, come on.
When we get up there, we'll find out. You know, apparently, according to a lot of players, God is very vested in the NFL.
Yeah.
And college football, for that matter.
And occasionally
the NBA, and occasionally baseball.
I'm a man of faith. I respect Jameis.
Of course, prepared for battle.
Yes.
But victory comes from the Lord.
Yes.
So I'm depending on the Lord.
I'm all about that. But I just find it interesting when we get in these situations and guys are like, yeah, Sky tonight, he willed the Browns to victory tonight.
The old George Carlin bit is on the days you lose, I guess God wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, I get it. And we have a lot of our audience, we're here in the South. And so I don't want to be blaspheming. But, yes, that's Jameis, and the faith is important to him. And, look, as long as – it doesn't matter if we think he's a goofball, as long as the guys in that locker room love this guy and everywhere he's been. Even when he decided, hey, let's go run a touchdown, even though the coach tells us to take victory formation, these guys run with it. And they love this dude.
Good.
It's a spark. Good for him, man.
Oh, no. Listen, it's fun from the standpoint of it's entertaining to us. There's no doubt. And that part of it I enjoy. And he's been entertaining since he took over the job from Deshaun Watson. But I will say this, too. Because of his risk-taking, they actually are doing things, moving the football in a way that they weren't doing in the first six or seven games.
No.
At all.
No.
And so, you know, you say what you want. You will take a Jameis pick, but you also take a 30 or 50-yard shot down the field because he's going to do that.
And certainly in the end zone, man, the physicality of – I mean, he took a shot when he goes in the end zone when the battery pops out of his helmet. Also, I thought Al Michaels was on his game. I guess it took the snow and being up in Cleveland for Al to be a little more engaged this year.
Okay.
But he made a great point. Cleveland is one of the worst teams in the league. And those fans, almost to a man, stayed in there in the snow. I know it's the Midwest. You see all the guys with their shirts off. That's Cleveland. But I got to tell you, that was cool. That was kind of neat to see fans who were like, because it means so much to beat the Steelers. There's years like, we're terrible to beat the Saints.
Absolutely.
You know, it just meant so much to those guys.